Movie Night with your hosts, Dwayne Perkins and TK Kelly.
Hey, boys and girls, welcome to the Movie Night Podcast. I'm Dwayne Perkins, joined as always by my hilarious co-host, TK Kelly. Each week, we watch a movie, we have a special guest, they watch the movie, we meet here, and we all say what we felt about the movie.
Is what we do. Our guest this week is a hilarious comedian. She has been on the show before, and we're having her back to redeem how horrible the first movie we made her watch was. You can check her out on All Things Comedy as well in the Dork Forest podcast. She also has a podcast on Nerdist called Jackie and Lori with Lori Kilmartin, and she was just on HBO in the Two Dope Queens special. Jackie Cation, what is up?
Thanks for having me, you guys. What a terrible old other movie.
It took I think 205 episodes. I think that was episode two.
You were like early on.
Yeah, that was early.
We finally realized we got to get you back and do it right.
Right. That was it was funny because the movie we will speak of moments from now is the type of movie that I see all the time.
Yeah.
That's the movie I want to see.
Right.
The movie that you had me watch.
The Counselor, for those of you who don't remember.
Don't ever need
and
to.
And don't watch it.
Oh my God, what a
just
terrible.
Just listen to us shit on it.
Terrible movie. And so, but I did watch it on Fast Forward, I will admit, it was such a terrible movie that and it would never be a movie that I would have seen in real life. So you did do that. An illusion
that about that is that the one time you go out of your zone,
right,
you get burned, so you're less likely to try again.
It's true there are so many movies that I know are very well done that I have will consistently refuse to see just because why bother? There's so many action movies and science fiction movies out there. Why do I have to even go find some weird slice of life piano movie?
Everybody can keep telling me how great Phantom Thread is. I'm just never getting amped up for it.
I call them, and I'll be honest, this is what I call them, but I'm just now sitting with you, I think I should rename it. There's a certain kind of movie I call it white people go to the lake movies. White people going to the lake movies. And
this is, oh no, I know exactly what you're talking. So that you're not wrong.
And so I should maybe say people going to the lake movies. It's just any kind of coming of age tale. They go to a beach or lake in some sleepy town and learn about themselves. And nothing happens.
It's not for you. Right.
You know what? I weirdly enough, I
like them, but yeah.
There wouldn't I don't. It's you know those Oprah Book of the Month. I call those slice of life books.
Right.
And I'm living. I don't need to. I'm good.
Yes.
I don't need to. I'd like
give
to see
me a slice of something better.
Yeah, something that's a little more exciting. And here's the other thing. I want the heroes to win, because it's fine. I'm disappointed in real life consistently. I don't need.
I could not agree with you more. Like
yeah,
when people two things I need in a movie. I need an ending.
Oh, an actual ending?
He's real important to this guy.
I need an ending.
Needs an ending.
Like, you wrote the movie.
He's a stickler.
I would like to know how you think it ends. You know what I mean? Like, this isn't build your own pizza. You know what I mean? Like, I want you to finish. And I'd like a happy ending. So
right,
those
redemption.
Are the two things.
There better be redemption. My brother.
That's a better way of putting
right,
it.
Right, my brother Philip told me that he walked into leaving Las Vegas,
mm-hmm.
and he said to his wife, "If there's no redemption at the end of this movie, I'm going to be very angry." And I said, "Oh, well, that didn't work out, did it?" And
yeah,
he goes, oh, I hated that movie.
See, that is one of those movies that
very well done.
I have never seen it. And it's all because I can't get myself in the mood to
be depressed.
Do that. Like, oh, let's strap in for 2.5 hours and
here's
feel
the problem
like shit.
And then obviously that's not the movie we're doing. But the problem with that is, I know alcoholics. I know many alcoholics.
Right. Well,
I don't
this
need
is what
to
we do.
Watch alcoholics on screen.
Yeah.
Not get better.
It's also the reason why I don't watch reality television. Yeah. I already know
exactly.
People making terrible life choices. I can't possibly watch a dramatization of such events.
Right.
And I'm like, who cares? This is, I want to talk to them and have them get some help. How about that?
Yeah, exactly.
Whether they're
right.
Kardashians or strangers or housewives, whatever they are, leave them alone. Let them figure some shit out. How about that?
I could not
just
agree
let
with
them be.
More.
Set them free. Let them back out in the wild.
And
Jackie, tell us about Two Dope Queens. That's pretty awesome.
Oh, Two Dope Queens. Phoebe Robinson, Jessica Williams, right?
Yeah.
Is that right? Yes. There we go. Yes, I'm like, here's the thing. I have that the thing that it's called a sieve of a mind. And because those guys are nothing but the nicest people in the world to me. I've also done their podcast when it was just a podcast at WNYC, where they, like, I flew to New York and did a set for a podcast. And I was like, What weird podcast is this that has money for such a thing? They're like, one that's underwritten by NPR. And I was
We're in my kitchen right now for all the listeners. Yes.
Know in your hearts that there's levels. And those guys, so those guys filled this room, this theater, 4 times. They did 4 one-hour specials for HBO. And it's a variety show. We were talking about it before. Mm-hmm. And essentially, those two guys banter. And then they introduce a comic. They banter. They introduce a comic. They interview a person. They banter. Another comic. I think there's 2 or 3 comics per. Uh-huh. And then they interview a person. And like Aparna Nancherla did it. Baron mm-hmm. Vaughn did it. Mark Norman did it. I myself.
Yes.
And I think I was on episode 3. So there were 4 episodes.
Very nice. Very nice. Shout out to Mark Norman as well. Yeah,
that
funny.
Guy. That guy. Pretty, sure.
Yeah. And you. Yes.
And me. Right. It's, you know what?
Right
and
here.
You know who's super funny? Mark Normand. You know who else is super funny? Nate Bargatze.
Yes, yes.
When they're standing next to each other, I'm like, I could tell them apart now.
I see.
But when I run into him, I'm like, there's that guy.
And that's. And you know
I know
what?
He's funny.
Yeah.
You have to blame Nate because he lost weight. So
this is on him.
Exactly, because Mark Norman has always been thin and always been pretty fit. Yeah, you're right.
So
I went to Iraq Nate Bargatze with we did 2 weeks at Iraq, Nate Bargatze, and it was ridiculous. I had never met him before, and we were I don't know if he was as terrified as I was, but I remember us not particularly bonding as much just because we were all super scared because it was a war zone and
it's
we were driving around
in
a truck. Yeah, the green room was an MRAP. So it's a ridiculous thing. Anyway.
I feel like I have the same affliction though with comics. I'm like, I know your name absolutely, but in the moment my brain panics and I'm like, fuck.
Some woman reintroduced herself to me for the bazillionth time and I was like, I am so sorry. And then she went on stage and I was like, oh, you do that joke about...
Right. Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah, you know their jokes.
Now I know you.
Yeah,
there's
exactly
just right. There's too
I
read many Dragon of us. Riders of Pern. I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah. I know the dragon. I don't
joke.
Know the rider. Yeah, it's a very specific science fiction fantasy reference. It's
getting deep into the Dork Forest right there.
It is there. I have a podcast called The Dork Forest, you guys. You can listen to it. People dork out about stuff. Today I did one with Amy Miller about Dolly Parton.
Oh, wow. I did Jay-Z.
You did. And yes, this is what... And I started out the Dolly Parton episode almost exactly like I started out your Jay-Z episode, which was, so who is Dolly Parton? I was like, she's a country singer and she has large breasts. And Amy Miller said, okay, we can start at the beginning? Is that what's happening? Because that's what happened with Jay-Z. Because I was like, Jay-Z is a rapper. And you were like, wow, let us start at the beginning.
did you think he was like Beyonce's husband?
Kinda? I did. Yeah. And because I was like, then they're friends, right? And you were like, yes, they are friends. And
that's great.
I feel like Dolly Parton, that's funny that you give that description because that's like, yeah, that's all pop culture ever told me, though. Like, I bet you learned a lot. Like,
she did
a ton, right?
Wrote,
like, back in the day.
She's wrote, like, thousands of songs.
Yes, like massive hits.
Yeah, massive hits, one after another. I've been listening to her on Spotify on the way over here. I was like, oh, this song too?
Yeah.
And then everybody sent covers of them, and then she just did a duet with, she just, age 72, did it, a duet with Kesha?
Kesha?
Oh,
Kesha?
Yeah.
With gonna go
with
Kesha.
The sign, right?
With the dollar sign.
Dollar sign, yes.
I've seen it written. That's all I got. I'm 107, you guys. And here's the good news. Born 107. Anybody want to talk about Harry Chapin? I'm there. Cats in the Cradle.
I'll talk some Harry Chapin.
Yeah, Harry Chapin, she was going to be an actress.
Taxi.
Yeah,
remember?
I was going to learn.
Oh, yeah.
He wrote the saddest music in the world. I remember he wrote a song about a baby dying in the third world.
Oof.
That was on the album. I was like, what's happening?
That's real folk music.
It was
getting down.
The sad sackest. I mean, literally, if I was depressed, I was like, you know who's more depressed? Harry Chapin. Let's listen to that.
It's going
to
be okay. It's not as bad as Harry.
Uplifting. And you know what's great about this Dolly Parton thing is, like I told you earlier, I'm on this game show. We do trivia questions.
Oh, right.
And yes, whenever we need, you know, like the Great Pyramids of Giza, you know, I forget the joke now, but it's always Dolly Parton's breast.
Oh, yeah. Oh, right, right.
That's all we the world there. Knows. Like, oh, yeah. She's the lady with the boobs.
Which is weird because isn't there anyone new who has giant boobs? But you know what? There's also no one new who's blind. People are still doing Stevie Wonder jokes.
That's true.
And you're like, come on, there has to be new talented blind people.
Yes. This is which putting all blind people on blast.
Get famous.
Get your weight up.
What are you even doing?
Right, we're looking for new role models to mock in stand-up comedy.
And you just wrote one of my jokes for tomorrow, actually, just because I'm going to say something like, you know, unbeknownst, I'll have to research it, but unbeknownst to, you know, people don't know, Dolly Parton actually wrote blah, 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 many songs, mm-hmm. and the joke will be, well, yeah, she had massive hits.
They're talking about puns.
This is what we do, yeah.
Yeah. You belong in the punitentiary.
Big old
You
hits.
Know what they say, pun to life.
Yeah, well, we have a situation where the people above us, one loves puns, one not so much. So you have to give them, you have to feed both. You have to feed both with
the muckety mucks. You got to talk to them. You got to, what are you guys looking for? All right.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Let's do this, huh? Let's get into this movie. This is, I mean, it's the biggest movie of the year. It is from 2018. It's in theaters right now. It's called Avengers Infinity War, directed by the Russo brothers, starring fucking everybody. I don't know if I'm not going to try and name them. It's insanity. You know who's in the movie if you're listening to this. Jackie, I'm so happy to have you here to do this movie.
Sure.
You are ironically rocking a DC shirt.
I know it, but...
Is it in protest?
It is not.
No,
it was,
it's just purely
because I don't have a Marvel t-shirt, which is weird because most of my pull list is Marvel.
Yeah.
I only have a couple of DC titles, but Facebook has my number. Because this is a Batman t-shirt made out of books.
It's great.
Yeah, it's adorable.
It's pretty dope.
Yeah, it's an adorable Batman symbol made out of books. Flying books.
So, in spite of your DC shirt,
right.
Tell us how you feel about this movie.
Well, here's the thing. I saw the movie, and quite honestly, didn't want it for the first time in a DC movie, did not want to see it again.
Marvel.
Yeah. And a Marvel movie, did not want to see it again. And then... got offered to do this spoiler episode, and I was like, well, I gotta see it again. Saw it again, loved it.
Yeah,
like loved it more. I knew I liked it, right? Uh-huh. There were parts of it that that I loved, but it was you know, my coming out of the first time I saw it, I was driven mad by how they did not use the powers they had. Mm-hmm. Right, because they could have ended it. I don't know if you were this.
No, I agree. Yeah, and I saw it twice too, so yeah, go ahead. Yeah,
so Doctor Strange, I don't know if you know this about him, but he, at one point, he opens portals. I don't know why they got to take the bus back to Earth.
Right.
Because why don't you just jump in a portal? But then I saw it the second time, and I see, oh, they decide to go to Titan because they want to bring the battle to him because they don't want him trashing New York like he did last time.
Yeah.
Not remembering that he has millions of dog soldiers. And
yes.
So, right. And then...
Terrifying ghost dogs or whatever. That, oh, my God.
But it was weird that... The other thing that is that he chops off the hand of one of the minions with a portal.
Mm-hmm.
It turns out that Infinity Gauntlet is on Thanos' hand.
Yeah.
Why don't you do that?
Yes.
Why don't you just chop that? And I don't know if you know this, Iron Man has a laser. Zzzzt.
Yeah.
Yeah, so when Mantis has him knocked out, how about we just chop off his whole fucking hand?
Yeah.
And then call it a day. Well, because you got scenes. You got scenes that have to happen.
Gotta have a movie. Right?
You gotta have two movies.
Yeah,
you gotta
two,
have
right?
two movies, and everyone has to whatever.
It will make me insanely happy if that's how it ends, that they fucking portal his hand off. Because like it's exactly what should have happened, and I didn't think of it at all. But
right.
Now I'm like, yes, that
Well, a few things too. Like one stop that, but so that he can, those portals also, you can jump time, right?
No.
Or just jump places.
Well, he has control of time that he never uses.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
How about backtrack? Oh, punch him again. Backtrack, punch him again.
Right,
how about
right.
that? Forever.
Forever.
Yeah.
And also,
what he did with Dormammu in Doctor Strange movie was hilarious and outstanding.
It was funny. Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, you can destroy some of them, right? And they don't do it quick enough to because basically
right.
if he doesn't have all he needs all six to just run shit, right? And so if he has even five, you got a shot, right? Four, you got a shot. I'm talking a lot. But six, you're done.
Yeah. Right.
So you just can't let him get all six.
Look, here's,
and there's so many opportunities to destroy one.
Here's the
break
way
out,
I justify that. I like to think that because there is so much happening in this movie with so many different characters, mm-hmm. that the timeline is really condensed.
maybe.
So there wasn't.
Oh, so
in my
things
head,
were happening
maybe there wasn't
parallel
as much time.
We're talking one day.
Yeah.
It may be not.
I think like
a
all
week.
Of this came down very quickly.
Right.
As and opposed to, you know, usually the movies are
right,
set out
true.
A longer
But if you call it Infinity Day.
Time,
then
Infinity Day. Dude, okay. Save it for the titles, man.
Right. So he's a mad Titan, right? So he's not a sane Titan. Because
yes.
A sane Titan wouldn't have snapped his fingers and gotten rid of half of the population. A sane Titan would have snapped his fingers and doubled the resources. Don't you think?
True.
What about that?
That's a really good point. Why not just
I'm gonna tell you something.
Expand the entire universe.
You just blew my mind.
Right. How about we come up with some more chow
just
for everybody?
Snap,
how about that?
Snap There's and make the entire universe
work.
However much bigger it needs to be.
Yeah. And first of all, whoever said that the universe was finite? He did. Thanos.
Yeah.
And, okay. Oh, I have the drinking game thing I have saved. It was creepy. Anyway, so here's what I need them to address in the next movie. Mm-hmm. And I have a list of it because
We have picked the right person.
Oh, my God.
Absolutely.
Yes. So, you know how the it's all about sacrifice, right? Everybody keeps talking about what they'll sacrifice, what they won't sacrifice,
right.
How we shouldn't, how we should, what we have to do. And the Soul Stone, that is a screwed up version of what love is that completely and whatever. So, okay, so... But here it is. So Thanos sacrifices Gamora. The Scarlet Witch sacrifices Vision.
Mm-hmm.
Star-Lord refuses. Actually, he actually doesn't refuse to sacrifice Gamora. On the second watching, I realized he did shoot her.
Yeah, he
But it turned
the
into bubbles.
Yeah.
So
right.
I thought that he had refused, but he does sacrifice Gamora, but it doesn't take. Vision refuses to sacrifice Captain America. Gamora refuses to sacrifice Nebula. Doctor Strange refuses to sacrifice Iron Man, but that's because of the future that he saw.
Yes.
Yeah.
Loki refuses to sacrifice Thor in the beginning.
Which is surprising, but
which
makes
was,
sense.
Right. And, you know, if Loki stays dead, I'm actually okay with that because he's kind of a fuck up.
Yeah.
He did some seriously
like
bad
stuff.
Do
you think stuff. He stays dead,
I think
dead,
he stays...
Though.
I don't think any of them stay dead.
Yeah.
Because of comic
probably
books.
Not. But he,
yes.
Based on what happened, he should stay dead because he didn't turn it to fire paper.
Yeah, but
he
you don't even necessarily know if that
right.
was
they
fucking Loki.
They didn't bury him at sea like Killmonger.
Because Loki's a trickster,
you know?
Though. That could have been...
That's true.
Who knows?
You
I don't
know, at the end of Black Panther where they say, bury me, where he says, bury me at sea, that means Killmonger's still alive. Klaw, on the other hand, not still alive. Right there. Unless, because here's my thing on Killmonger. They're going to throw him into the sea. Namor's going to find him. And he's going to cure him, bring him back to life, and then Killmonger's going to be back.
Oh, shit.
Whoa.
See, that's the beautiful thing about comic books and comic book movies, is there is always a way to bring somebody
that's
back.
True.
It's like a soap opera.
Sure.
It's like,
yeah.
Whatever, just
it's,
fucking do it.
That's why I was like, oh, you killed Klaw. And he
they,
was... He,
and they may be just hearing you say it and do it. Like, you may have just told them what to do.
Well... You guys have that kind of listenership? Good for you. Good for you.
I do not
it.
Believe
yes.
we do. What else did you
well,
want them
I
to
did,
address?
Let's okay. The other thing I wanted to address is I liked all the Bruce Banner Hulk stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was great. It was. I liked that he decided to be a hero anywhere and get in the Hulkbuster.
Yeah.
And that was, I found all the Spider-Man stuff was amazing.
Yeah.
And was super funny. The Thor stuff was great. I liked all the Wakanda stuff was great. My favorite was Okoye, Scarlet Witch, and Black Widow, that fight.
Yeah.
That was outstanding.
Yeah.
And weird, and here's where it's weird thing. What's Red Skull doing there? I have
yeah,
to go
yeah.
back and watch First Avenger and figure out
Yeah,
what?
he's like serving the purpose of like some sort of Grim Reaper on this star.
Right. He's right. like the keeper of the Soul Stone.
Yeah, like
because you knew he
there?
Wasn't dead
yeah,
too.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you're like, well, and at the end of it, when Thanos is staring off into
he tries to tell him it's not worth it too.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And Land of the Lost. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
So Thanos is sitting in his Land of the Lost cave at the end of the movie, staring off over the into the sunset, and I was thinking. I wonder if he got axed with half of the universe. Like, if that's not real.
Oh, that's interesting, too.
But I doubt it, just
yeah,
because it doesn't make
yeah,
any sense.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you got to have him back, right, for the second one.
Yeah.
I just, I noticed that as you're describing all this, you're saying how many different storylines you really liked.
Yeah.
And that, to me, is the most impressive thing about this movie, and the thing I was most worried about going into it. The Avengers movies, to me... tend to always fall a little flat because there's too
first
much.
First one was great.
I liked the first one a
The second one was a mess.
But, The second one I didn't like, and I've never gone back and watched either. I don't feel that drawn to them, but
you and I remember Budapest differently.
This one,
let me just say something. That first Avengers movie is outstanding.
It didn't resonate for me like it did for everybody else. Yeah. And it's always the issue of there's too much going on. There's too many storylines. And this one, they handled it somehow well enough in 2.5, you know, right. It's long, but it's not the longest.
Well, then the second one, they were all split up too, and it's like, I don't know, it just felt like the debate didn't work for me.
This one, I loved.
Hey, he's gonna kill us. We all gotta.
Yeah, I love how quickly their storylines got going and how simple each storyline was, and how much action there was in spite of all those characters.
I had trouble with the Scarlet Witch.
That was the only one that was a little boring.
And
right?
and the way they used Doctor Strange's power.
Yeah,
I thought Doctor Strange, because he's the Sorcerer Supreme. Mm-hmm. He could do anything.
Yeah,
and he doesn't. He's so he's a match.
There's got to be some kind of explanation right?
The thing is, and people, it's been out a few weeks, so you know, I think they try to cover it by him saying, like you said, I've seen all the possibilities, mm-hmm. and only one works.
Yeah.
So what he does has to be the one that works.
Right. Right. That's because he made the choice to give him the stone.
Right.
I saw this the second time I saw it in 3D. And the only cool thing in 3D was the green stone coming toward them.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The rest of it, I was like, just unnecessary.
Yeah, yeah. I always skip 3D. It doesn't do anything.
No, the Doctor Strange movie was great.
That
in 3D.
I would have missed, and I should have.
Guardians 2 was really good in 3D.
I missed that.
There's a fancy 3D, the fanciest of all 3D theaters attached to the Chinese. And so we tried to go see Black Panther in 3D, accidentally bought it in D-Box, which is D-Bag Punch Fest.
Yes, that
with
like
smell-o-vision.
The moving seats
and
shit.
Yeah, completely horrible. Oh, wow. It's so it
unappealing. It's like on
Universal.
All levels.
It's like right. Universal.
Yeah, you're like, hey,
Universal.
I'm trying to watch a movie. Would stop spitting
this is supposed
at
to be
me.
Relaxing.
And then there's air coming at you, and they did smell-o-vision with the heart flower, and you're like, wow. Stop talking.
You know, Dane got in trouble for that. But I thought it was a really funny joke, and maybe it was too soon. When he said, when the shooting happened at the Batman movie, I saw Dane at the Laugh Factory. He definitely got in trouble, but it was really funny to me because he said, he was like, people there probably thought it was part of the movie at first. Like,
yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My God, it's so realistic. This smoke, this. And you know,
he did a D-Box joke after the Batman thing.
About the Batman thing. And it was really funny, but.
Very
know,
quick.
You know how it is.
Hampton Yount, my mother died the same weekend as the Batman thing. Mm-hmm. And so I went to her funeral, came back, Hampton Yount standing around, and I was like, and a bunch of comics, and they're like, how's it going? I was like, oh, my mom died. I was at a funeral. And Hampton Yount, without missing a beat, goes, so, oh shit, that Batman movie? 4 days after the shooting and after my mother died. And I was like, how's it going, Captain Asperger's? A little soon.
Holy shit.
Wow. At least
Hampton, for shame.
At least Dane doesn't
laughed,
know these people.
I laughed so hard. Oh, and my mother would have laughed as well.
Yeah.
Because she was dark. She liked it. She likes a creepy joke. So she might have liked it.
So you were starting to say you weren't super into the Vision Scarlet Witch.
No, the Vision Scarlet Witch love story is fine. Uh-huh. Whatever. So there's not enough information. I get it. They sort of got into it and Ultron, and so now they're an item. Good for you. Now here's where I have a problem with Scarlet Witch is they don't define her powers at all, which is true in the books as well. Like she controls chaos magic in the comics. And so chaos magic, like remember in Ultron when they introduced her, they said, she's weird. He's really fast, Quicksilver, her twin, which they gave to the X-Men universe. Mm-hmm. And then, so he dies in that movie. Mm-hmm. But so they kept Scarlet Witch, and Scarlet Witch is, they're like, she's weird because she has lightning bolt. I mean, she has powers and stuff like that. And it's great. But I mean, was she the one? In the book, The House of M, and then No More Mutants?
I'm not sure. I don't read the comic books.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, she was the one. She has a power over reality. Because remember in Ultron, she could put like ideas into people's brains.
Right.
But she also has this weird, clearly some sort of ion.
Yeah. I remember even from back when I was a kid that was the most vague. I never understood what the fuck she did.
Right.
It was very confusing. There was just like pink stuff on her hands. And it's like, what is that though?
It's almost like something out of Harry Potter.
But she's very Doctor Strange-esque.
Yeah. Right. She has, because, and I did just read a great comic book arc with her. And I don't know who wrote it offhand, darn it. But it was great because magic is being sucked out of there's these guys traveling through time and space and stealing all the magic because they say it's heresy and they only believe in science and logic. And so Dr. Strange has to fight them, but the Scarlet Witch also has to fight them because she is a witch.
Yeah.
And she's great.
It was, they almost even acknowledged too, though, that was like, maybe they didn't really get what her powers were either, because when she shows up and kind of saves their asses towards Akoya, the end,
yeah.
And they make that great joke of like, what was she doing up
Akoya's
there?
Akoya's like, would you, why?
That's really funny.
It was such a great line. Yeah.
Marvel does such a great job of keeping that humor that's in their comics in the movies without feeling hokey.
Right. And they make it per character. You know, the fact that Thor is calling him a rabbit the whole time, mm-hmm. and he's super arrogant. And the fact that Iron Man and Doctor Strange had to hang out the entire time, both of them trying to boss each other.
Yeah.
And no one has bigger egos than those two banana heads. Right. Anyway, so.
But from a movie perspective, though, like, I'm always half and half on the movie acknowledging what its problem is.
Yeah.
As opposed to fixing what its problem is, you know? And so it's funny to say, hey, we know, we get it. But at the same time, it's like, okay. So why wasn't she in the battle?
She was watching her man.
Right. You know? Well, she was supposed to protect him.
Right.
And as soon as she comes out, remember the two fighters. What was weird is, and I meant to look this up, because one of the minions of Thanos, right, mm-hmm. was the guy with the giant scythe, a mm-hmm. hammer thing, and then the woman who had that the stripe on her tongue, on her lip, yeah. which was just like the Collector, and Jeff Goldblum in Ragnarok.
Yeah,
and those guys are they're Celestials. So the Collector and the guy who ran the junkyard planet that the Hulk and Thor were on.
Oh, right.
And also Ego, they're all Celestials.
Yeah,
but Ego made himself look like Kurt Russell. So,
you have the whole gamut down so pat. I have seen all these same movies,
right.
But God damn it, you remember them.
Well, it also helps to be reading
yes,
the comic books.
You know the whole backstory.
Yeah, because it's just like, and you know, you wonder, like, I mean, everyone's like, well, where's Hawkeye? You're like, well, where's everybody? You know?
Where's
Daredevil? Where's Luke Cage? Where's
Marvel
Jessica
Universe?
Jones? Where's Punisher?
They even gave excuses for why Hawkeye and Ant-Man weren't there.
Yes.
And it's very funny to be like, we know you notice, so we're just going to say,
mention
Clint couldn't come because of his family.
Yeah, it should be all hands on deck. It should be all hands on deck.
Yeah.
But you can't fit all hands on deck.
But
you
the
know
thing,
what I'm saying?
And which means that they'll be in the next movie, right?
Right.
I mean, so you think about who made it, right? Is, let's see, who made it to the next...
Oh, who lived?
Who lived?
It was Captain America.
Yeah. So you figure Captain America, Iron Man, Black Widow, Hulk, Thor, War Machine, Akoya, keep pronouncing it wrong, Nebula, Rocket. Those are core. And then we don't know, but we figure, because also Nick Fury and Maria Hill become leaves and dirt and then nothing.
In the post-credits.
Yeah. And then Ant-Man and Hawkeye, Shuri and Wong. You assume that Shuri, Wong, Ant-Man, and Hawkeye will be in the next movie. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, and we know, it's sort of like the difference between what the player knows and what the character knows, right? In Dungeons and Dragons or whatever. Hi, I have a podcast called The Dark Forest. And I'm married to a game designer. So, but the thing, because what I know as a player is that there's going to be a Black Panther 2, right?
Yes.
So they got to bring him back to life.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
They didn't just shut down 7 franchises. Right. Like, and also, the interesting
on the
thing
timeline,
too, is when this, so the second Infinity War is coming out.
In a year.
Yeah, in just like
and they
almost
haven't started
exactly
filming.
A year.
Yeah.
But that means, I guess, in that 1 year, those characters aren't going to have new movies come out, but they time all this out so perfectly.
Right.
Like Black Panther would never have another movie by that point.
Right. And so, and Ant-Man and Wasp mm-hmm. happens before this happens. And
And he's
right. And
he's
Captain
gone.
Marvel is a period piece like First Avenger was.
Yeah.
And
that was teased at the end in the post-credit scene too.
Right. Cause they call Captain Marvel mm-hmm. and, or Ms. Marvel. I forget.
Right.
It's, I get them all mixed up. There's Marvel and then Captain Marvel.
Oh, which, it was Ms. Marvel. Also Marvel Girl? Or is that the
That's
same?
That's Ms. Well, the old, who is Captain Marvel now used to be Ms. Marvel in the 70s. Uh-huh. And the new Ms. Marvel is Kamala Khan, who is a Muslim teenager who lives in New Jersey.
What?
And she's freaking awesome. Written by this woman named G. Willow Wilson. And it's pretty, it's hilarious and sweet.
Yeah. And this is like, so this is a newer uncommon series, obviously.
Yeah, it's a brand new, it's like probably 2 years in. And so the current Captain Marvel, who used to be Ms. Marvel, is a woman.
Yeah.
And then the old Captain Marvel, who was Captain Marvel, who was a Kree human mix of whatever before I started reading comic books. So it's from the long boxes that I don't know enough about. Somebody's yelling at their iPod. And they don't have iPods.
You're reading the books, or you have them on your iPad? Or
I read the books.
Oh, wow.
Just because I don't... Yeah, we have thousands of comic books in our house. There, Andy, my husband, bought his bed frame is tall enough that he can slide long boxes underneath it. And so when we moved in together, the boxes kept coming in, and I was like, wait, what's happening? And I had just started reading comic books with him, and he was like, you won't even see them, I swear. I was like, I got the bed with the thing. And that was true 12 years ago.
Right.
Now they're stacked around like we're building a fort. So it's completely insane.
Well, it sounds like you married the right person.
I certainly did. And and I've learned so much, you guys. Anyway, so...
Well, it's sort of like... That makes me think of like, if you don't know... If you don't read the comic books, like... I think you still enjoy this movie.
Definitely. For sure. Marvel does a good job of simplifying, I think, all of their characters' stories.
Guardians is the best example of that.
Guardians is great. But you still have some questions. You're probably thinking... If you're not thinking in a franchise sense, you're just thinking, well, they dropped the ball.
Well, they just killed... Oh, yeah, I mean...
They could have prevented this.
Yes, you know? Yes. Absolutely. Right. I mean, there's a
lot... Why did they lose? Yeah.
Right.
Like, this was a huge surprise. I mean... I don't know. You kind of knew it was happening if you knew the comics at all. But for a lot of people who went to the movies, exactly what they saw was like half of the characters just got fucking killed.
All of my nephews
and
were
they didn't
freaked
have to get
out.
Exactly.
I got text messages from my nephews going, what the hell happened?
Yeah, it's like this huge like, thing.
You know, it's fiction. It's comics. Yeah, they're all coming back.
It's fine.
I will say this. When you a movie like this, you might want to... Depending on who you are, I always think of Eddie Murphy in Trading Places when they're teaching him about commodities, and he doesn't know anything, right?
Yeah.
But he just picks it up so fast, and he's looking at pork bellies, and he's like, I forget how it goes, but he's like, I'd hold off a little moment. There's some suckers out there, you know what I mean? And you know, buying pork bellies or whatever. He's like, just hold off, and there's a guy panicking, and they're panicking. I can feel it. I feel like the same way about a movie like this. You might want to hold off.
Yeah,
because the first week or two, like the people you're watching it with, the enthusiasm is a bit much. Like, I was in a theater, and every time a new character came on the screen,
claps and
clapping.
Yeah,
and I was like, oh.
I'm missing some dialogue.
Yeah, it's like guys.
That's why I saw it the second time.
Yeah, it's like guys. I get it. You're excited. But
I don't understand.
Didn't you know
impulse.
They were going to be in a
movie?
They're
in every fucking movie. Right. There's been 7,000 Marvel movies already.
I'm the one who's clapping. So sorry.
Jesus Christ, Jack.
Did you see Captain America and the Angry Inch? His new shield.
His tiny little
like,
baby shield.
Click,
yeah.
Click. You're like, what is happening
that
is
with
weak. The? I was like, where the hell is your shield?
Yeah, they got vibranium out the ass.
Right.
And just give
they
them something.
Make, right. You know how Black Panther's entire suit is made of vibranium.
Yes.
You're like. The rest of the vibranium on the planet is made into that shield.
Yeah.
And then Wakanda's like, yeah, it's a nice shield. Anyway.
Yeah, it's cool. He gets this little compact travel shield. That's like,
right. I like that Bucky's...
So he can put it in his check and, you know, his carry-on. His carry-on.
Yeah, so Bucky's arm is entirely made out of vibranium, and Rocket wants it. He wants it.
Yeah, that was hilarious. He's like, I'm going to get that arm.
I'll get that arm.
That's really funny.
It's so great. And the White Wolf is a real character from the books as well. But it wasn't Bucky. It was the head of the... it's essentially like some sort of weird Tarzan myth where they find some kid and they raise him, and then he becomes a soldier, and they give him some... Like he's the boss of like... A group of warriors or whatever.
I don't remember that. Was that an Avengers storyline or was
no? It was a Black Panther comic book from the 90s.
Oh, I gotcha.
And I've read two... I'm reading Black Panther now, written by Ta-Nehisi Coates, who I didn't know anything about except for that he wrote Black Panther. Yeah, I didn't read his book. Turns out that guy works. Yeah, that guy has other book. Yeah. It's a whole other life, that guy. Turns out he's not just a comic book writer. Yeah, good for me. Okay, so
his book is pretty good.
I have no idea who he is. I feel illiterate right now.
Well, it's a book about being black, and it's all about your body being sort of like not yours, you know.
I can't believe I haven't read that.
Yeah,
seems crazy.
I mean, he expresses it a little bit better. Than yeah, I
yeah. right. I think the guy's enormously.
Let's get into these games while we have a little bit of time left.
Oh, right. Sorry about that.
Let's make a drinking game out of this movie. So every time something repetitive happens, you take a drink. Jackie, you are chomping at the bit. What's yours?
Mine is every time Thanos pets somebody. He's just like, don't. Right before he kills somebody or doesn't kill them, it's this weird psychosexual gross, don't worry about it.
It was very
no, you tried.
Disconcerting.
It was so fucking gross. And I was like,
his giant hands his just gently just caressing.
You're like,
it was weird.
Creep factor 1 billion. I was like, you sexual predator, Josh Brolin.
I love it. That's great. I have a Thanos one, too. Also sexual. Every time Thanos gets an Infinity Stone and creams his jeans.
You got to drink. You'd have to drink something real, though, because there's only
like
6
five
of them.
Times,
yeah,
right?
A shot. I think a shot each time.
5 times,
it's just,
yes.
He's enjoying himself when those things lock in.
Oh, yeah.
How about if you're introduced to new facial hair? That was another one I thought of.
Lots of beards.
Yeah, because there's Cap, Doctor Strange, Iron Man, Black Panther, Thor, Falcon, Bucky, Star-Lord has weird sideburns now,
yeah.
M'Baku, Heimdall, and Rocket. Rocket is, of course, made of facial hair.
Right. Dwayne, how about you, man?
I think every time they change planets. And and I don't know if you want to make it every time they change or like when they go to a planet, you don't drink again if they go back. It depends on how toasty you want to get. So if it's every time they go to a new planet... You can get nice, just get nice with it. But if it's every time they change planets, yeah.
That's another thing that they did really well, too, was jumping so often from place to place reminded me of what went wrong with some of the Star Wars movies in the middle. Those middle three, like where they was just constantly changing locations. Right. It's like swipe to this planet, swipe to that planet. I felt like they did such a good job of keeping it tight enough.
It was disconcerting the first time, but the second time I did notice that they made it. It was pretty
same
good.
Same thing.
Yeah.
I think the first time I saw it, it was too late, and I just insist on going to these late movies. Then I got to eat a whole popcorn to stay awake.
Right.
And
please say whole popcorn again. I have to eat a whole popcorn myself.
Just one kernel, yes.
One giant kernel. No. Yes.
And I think they do a good job of the planet switches because it's in groups. So you don't need to know like what planet they're on. You're just like, okay, these guys are on
this
junkie
is the
planet.
Story that
these guys are on this planet. Yeah. You know,
these guys are on the Peter Dinklage tour.
Yes,
right.
And he's
right.
big, but he's little. All right, okay. Right.
let's come up with a new Oscars category. So if this movie was to be nominated in a category that it would definitely win, what do you think that is, Dwayne? Why don't you start this one off?
We've talked about it, and I don't know if it's. I'll say it, and I don't know if it's if I'm using the right word, but. Best case for people not prepping for the inevitable. You know, I just think that the threat, they answer the call, but not comprehensively. And I know we've talked, there's a reason why.
Sure.
But it just feels like if you walk in and you don't really get it, you're just like, man, these guys are point shaving. They're throwing the game.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Or they're at least making sure there's a good second half to the game.
Right. That's what it is.
Yeah.
What do you think, Jackie?
I went with superhero tragedy.
It is a decimation of like all the characters you've grown to love.
Yep.
It is very heartbreaking in moments too, you know, when that's going down.
This movie is like when blacks vote Republican, just sort of like, hey, don't take it for granted. You know what I mean?
gotta fight for every vote sometimes.
Right. And so I think they're gonna come back. They're gonna come back, but it's just sort of like, hey, don't just. Pay attention.
Yeah.
You know?
Right. Yeah, don't vote party line just because you want to make some money. No, right, I see what you're doing.
I am, let's see, which one should I go with? Best performance by a trio of Chris's. Lots of Chris's nice. In this movie.
Yeah. A lot of
Hemsworth,
Chris's.
Pratt, Evans, all doing a great job. I also thought in that vein, achievement in coordinating actors' schedules. I don't know who put this on. This must have been such a pain in the fucking ass to
That's
organize
amazing.
This schedule for this movie. The amount of stars in this film are staggering.
Weird that the guy didn't want to reprise Red Skull, because that's got to be a half a day. Right,
you're right. I mean, that I didn't even know that wasn't Hugo Weaving.
No, it was a different actor.
You know what's funny is that's why I felt like I was very surprised that it was Red Skull, and then I was very surprised that I didn't recognize Hugo Weaving's voice because he was dark at first.
He did a little of the voice, but he couldn't nail it because it wasn't Hugo Weaving.
Yeah.
But he did a pretty good job.
He just didn't want to do it, right? Like a 4-hour shoot?
Right, exactly. It's not
on green?
Right, so that you can
It's like when Luke took the hood off. It's not, you know, just...
I mean, it's like Sam Jackson's shoot schedule for this movie was like, all right, show up, get out of an SUV, turn to dust.
I knew it was going to be Nick Fury. I was psyched. And then I was devastated because I was like, no, not Nick.
No.
I was like, Maria Hill, whatever. And there's a thousand assistants, though she is.
That effect is pretty good, too, because you know you're disappearing. And you get like two no-nos and then you're done.
Man,
okay.
That Spider-Man moment.
He's supposedly ad-libbed.
Really?
Yeah. Part of it, anyway. Yeah,
I mean,
it was amazing.
Just such a like, oh yeah, super this is a child. Like,
yeah, he's 14.
He just jumped off a school bus.
Yeah.
And now he has turned to dust.
And he has his whole life out of him and done.
Yeah. Stayed in a bus.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let's come up with a better title for this movie. So instead of Infinity War, what do we want to call it?
All right.
What do you think, man?
I hope you don't have my title.
Okay.
You could, though, based on what I know about you. The title I came up with is Run the Jewels.
I like it. They got the gauntlet on the album covers.
See, it's like in Brooklyn, in any inner city, but definitely Brooklyn, when people used to rob people, not used to, they still do, but
that's still happening.
They
guys.
Say,
You're
run the jewels, like, give me your jewels.
Right.
But also, there's a hip hop group called Run the Jewels.
Yeah.
Run the Jewels. So, and there is a play on that, like, yo, Run the Jewels. And Busta Rhymes says, run your damn jewels. So
I like it.
That's what Thanos is saying. Yo,
I think you win. Yeah. I don't have one.
Mine is Thanos saves the world.
Oh, my God. He's not entirely wrong.
In his own special way.
I feel like it's also like a Bill Burr bit from early 2000s.
Right.
I see Bill Burr being kind of a Thanos kind of character.
Yeah. Just eliminating half the population and we'll be fine.
But the thing is, I never buy into the scarcity thing because... The whole thing with technology is that you make more with less. So I don't think resources are scarce where everyone can.
It was a flawed point of view.
Yeah.
Right. Since isn't the universe infinite anyway, supposedly?
And why are you destroying? He's deciding to set the balance in the entire universe. Like, is every planet at that point yet?
Or right.
That you need to be decimating them? Like, there's all these different worlds. It's a broad view. It's not the best fix, but I'm just saying, I bet you things get a lot better 30 years down the road.
Right, but he's like the Jack Welch of the universe. He's a former GE CEO.
Oh, right.
He's
Thank you.
A lot of people.
So, I'm like, I never read that comic book.
I was like, whose alter ego is he?
Right. Because to me, it's like, so what happens in 20 years? You go, you know what? We got to cut the wrath in half again. Let's do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's always going to get back to that point.
Yeah,
right?
You just... Every 50 years you cut the population in half. I don't see that being the answer.
Right.
I like it. Good system. Jackie, what do you think?
Too many buddies.
Too
many buddy movies. Too many buddies movie. It was what I kind of mixed it.
Yeah.
Too many buddies movie.
It's definitely a very buddy system movie.
It's a buddy system. Everybody.
Little teams, little factions go off. Yep. And you do, I think that kind of helps you remember like who's dealing with what story because they're combined enough.
Gamora's Stockholm Syndrome cry was the worst. It was like the petting.
Also,
I was like, nope.
And she's probably still alive, right?
Yeah, for sure.
But she's in the Soul Stone, supposedly.
The thing that I think maybe the one and only thing that bothered me was that she didn't put together in that moment that she would be his sacrifice. I was like, I think she's smart enough that she gets this.
She's
we all
like,
see what's about to happen. And she's like, you don't love anything. I'm like, hey, he fucking clearly loves you.
Like, the closest thing that he does.
Yes, whatever version of love he's capable of, he has it for her.
And I know they couldn't do this to like break the tone of it, but I felt in that moment when she said, "You don't love anything," he should have said, "Well, I got some good news and some bad news."
Yeah. Turns right, out I'm capable of love. Flicks her off a cliff. Let's close it out with this last one. Pitch a big unexpected twist for the next Avengers movie. So obviously, for a lot of people, all of these characters dying was the big unexpected twist. They're going to have to go bigger and more unexpected. What do they do? What do you think, Dwayne?
Okay, check this out. For the whole movie, everyone stays dead.
Right. Okay. I love that. I thought of that.
Yes, for the whole movie, everyone
stays
dead.
But then what happens?
And I don't know if you guys have this one. And then finally, in like at the 11th hour, DC comic book heroes come in. And
crossover,
Jackie
giant
will
crossover
punch you right now.
That's it. No Batman. Because here's the thing about Batman. Batman could solve all the problems in Gotham if he would open up two factories.
Right.
Anyway, employ
fight,
all those henchmen.
Right. Yeah. Money, sir.
And, nope. I got to make some more batarangs. You're like, you're killing me. Anyway, so that's it. So DC crossover.
Yeah, like Superman.
Deadpool shows up. How about Deadpool?
Yeah.
I want to get some of these X-Men characters integrated into the Marvel.
Have you seen some of the memes, like where the X-Men are?
Exactly.
They're just kind of chilling.
Yeah, they're all riding a banana boat somewhere. Like, what the fuck is going on, guys? The world's ending. I went real stupid with it. I'm going to apologize in advance. But in this next movie, Hulk and Bruce Banner, they finally kind of figure it out, and Hulk comes back out, but he refuses to fight. He is no longer a fighter. His singular goal is to become a pop star.
I love it.
Hulk makes smash hits.
Yeah, he can do like a...
The dance-off is back.
He could have like a DMX career, right? Y'all gonna make Hulk lose his mind.
Maybe he can just be he just bark in the background of an actual rapper.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
He wants the limelight, you know?
Yeah.
He seems like... after Thor Ragnarok, I look at Hulk differently.
Yeah.
He's a fun dude. Cool necklaces, you know?
Uh-huh. He likes the attention.
Jackie, close it down for us.
Okay, so this is super nerdy. I went super dorky, you guys.
Yes.
Great Lakes Avengers come in. They fix it. Great Lakes Avengers are an Avengers team that never gets hired because they're the joke team, and they live in Milwaukee. Squirrel Girl.
Oh, okay.
Immortality Man. Lardo, I think is her name. And,
her name.
She is essentially a supermodel who her superpower is to become giant and then sit on people.
All right.
Created in the 70s, you guys, full of super sensitive moments.
The Will Smith ones, right?
So Great Lakes Avengers come in to help because Squirrel Girl, I don't know if you know this about Squirrel Girl, and I know that you don't, is that she defeated Galactus. So
there you go.
Be very funny, actually, if the Great Lakes Avengers do not come in and save the day, is if Galactus showed up. And then Galactus had to fight. Except for that, I think that Sony owns Galactus.
And isn't Squirrel Girl has a movie in production, right?
I don't think so. Does
I
she?
I thought she
I
did.
Know Venom. There's a Venom.
Yeah, Venom's already got trailer out. I thought Squirrel Girl was happening. Because I don't really know that world at all.
Right. But the Great Lakes Avengers are lame. It was like when the House of M happened.
Well, there was a Canadian...
The Canadian superhero team is...
What were they called?
Oh, crying out loud. I can't remember. And I've read it, but it...
But they were kind of like the Canadian Avengers, right?
Yes.
Like the leader wore a Canadian flag.
Right. And there's also, by the way, Captain Britain. Captain Britain was fighting the Draculas at one point with Deadpool. And the Draculas were living on the dark side of the moon. And Deadpool kept calling...
I love
calling,
everything that you're saying right now.
Dracula kept calling all the vampires... Deadpool kept calling all the vampires Draculas. And they were like, it's just one guy named Dracula.
Great.
All of our names are not Dracula. And he's like, I'm just going to kill all the Draculas. And they're like... You're killing us with not knowing our individual names.
I feel like we have to have you back for Deadpool.
Jeez. Oh my God.
What's that, in like a week?
It's pretty quick.
I think that about does it.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Absolutely.
This was super fun.
Thank you so much for doing it.
I hope we made it up to you guys. This was the most fun.
I think it was episode 2, so you got to scroll way back, but check that episode out just for a small taste of what
fury
we put her through.
Yeah.
And rage.
And maybe watch, if you want, 30 minutes of the movie, and just trust that it doesn't get better.
Yeah, it's all on over. It's more of that.
Yes.
Jackie, tell everybody where to find you online, all that
okay.
sort of stuff.
It's at Jackie Cation on all the things, right? Instagram and Twitter and Snapchat and JackieCation.com. If you can't figure out how to spell Jackie Cation, you can go to FamilyPetAncestry.com, which I bought because it made me laugh. Who wants to know if their cat came over on the Mayflower? You do. And so, and then I have two podcasts, The Dork Forest and The Jackie and Laurie Show, both on iTunes and YouTube and whatever.
Check her out, guys.
Awesome. I love that you're squatting in 2018, you know, sitting on that website.
That's it. It made me laugh.
Yeah, FunnyDP is the Twitter handle. Let's see. May 24th, I'm doing the Malibu Vines or Malibu Wine comedy show. That's in Malibu. And, you know, come get a bottle of wine. Check out the comedy. And if you're overseas in July, I'll be in Malaysia. So come check me out. Malaysia and Singapore so far. And actually Shanghai the last week of June. So holler.
I'm at TK Kelly Comedy on Twitter and Instagram. In June, I will be doing a tour of New England with my buddy Mike Lemmy. He's a comic from New York, super funny dude. We've had him on the podcast before. That's called the Everything's Fine Tour. We're coming through Boston, Burlington, Portland, Maine, that whole area. So check that out if you're up there. And follow us at Movie Nightcast on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Hit us up. We've still been getting your requests. I saw a few pop in this week. I took them down. So we are definitely going to get to these movies. There is a method to our madness, I promise. But thank you for suggesting them. Keep them coming. We want to hear from you guys. Jackie, thanks again for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Tune in next week, guys.